All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm not used to this, but we have a special guest with us today on How Did I Get Here Before. For anyone who's not familiar with the show, there's a show where we live our best lives on the internet and come out the other side knowing more, but not feeling smarter, like at all. You just know stuff. I'm your host, Jay, and today we're here with a special guest, and who is you?
Hi, guys. My name is Eric Nam, and it's a pleasure to be here. This is my normal speaking voice, I swear.
Why are you here today?
we were shooting something outside, and you kind of casually, like, do you want to just come in? And I was like, all right, fine, that's cool.
True.
But, yeah, thanks for having me. Am I your first guest?
I think you are.
This is such an honor.
This is so weird.
Such an honor. I'm sure you could tell them too, but we are in the middle of shooting a brand new show. It's called Whiting! Yeah. And it's a show where a bunch of us get together and we play games.
Right. The cast?
It's pretty good.
It's incredible.
What do you think of the cast?
It's incredible. It's almost like, how did you get all those random people in a group together? But it makes so much sense.
It works.
Right.
It's a lot of aggression. A lot of…
I feel like from one person.
From one person. A lot of cursing. Also from one person. A lot of anxiety from the other five people.
Yeah, from a lot of people.
Six people, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been good. We have myself. We got you. Mm-hmm. We got Peniel. We got Ashley from Ladies Code.
True.
Got the BM.
Got the BM.
The BM.
Okay.
Of the card. And we have the Jamie Park from our… From… She's scary.
From Dive Studio.
Yeah. And we have Amber.
And
we have Amber. So that's like our cast. And we've been doing games. We've been playing a lot of games.
Yeah. Eric made us drink fish oil. Most nasty. I've never been treated like that in my life.
It's I think it's the fish ecus. So like fish concentrate. Like fish sauce concentrate.
It sounds even worse.
I just want to be correct.
You should just stuck with fish oil.
Look, I had to take a one shot of that one time and I almost…
We're on like a show.
Yeah.
And you wanted us to feel that after you've
been
through it?
Who said I made you do it?
Who was it? Was it you?
Right. So you guys can watch the show. It's on Facebook. It's on Facebook Watch.
Yay.
Yeah. It's like one of the first K-pop content pieces that they're doing. And so we're lucky to be a part of it. And we played a lot of ridiculous games.
Yeah. And also it's super cool because there's not that many like contents or programs where a lot of K-pop artists get together like this and speak only English.
Yeah.
This might be one of the very few, yeah.
Because like ASC, we're still sitting there like translating for people.
Yeah.
This one, there's no translation. We're just like having to bleep out a lot of stuff.
Like half the content?
Half the show, we're just kind of like bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yo, but doing this with you made me realize that it would have been really fun to have you as an MC.
You know what? Yeah. I think the same way. Yeah, even from the last time we did the podcast. I was like, that would have been cool.
Anyway, guys, if you guys haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And also, what is more important than this podcast?
Oh my God.
Tell them.
Please. Rating and reviewing on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
And subscribing on wherever you listen to. Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And we also have a YouTube channel.
We do. It's called youtube.com/divestudios.
Yes.
We got Instagrams.
Do we have Instagrams?
Yeah.
Oh, we have Instagrams?
We got Instagrams and we got tweeters.
Did you say tweeters?
Yeah, I felt like it.
Goodness.
I can say whatever I want.
All right! True. I'm not gonna do anything. So, once again, the show today is How Did I Get Here? For those of you who don't know, we go down the deep, dark rabbit hole with various questions that not me, not Eric, but Diane is curious about.
Oh, yeah.
Every week, what we think about doesn't matter.
It doesn't
matter. All Diane.
She has a weird brain.
I asked you so many times.
Anyway.
What are your thoughts on nothing.
She has a weird brain.
True. Fair. Fair. She did ask me. But anyway, what is Diane curious about today? And it's actually kind of interesting.
What is it?
The question is… Can you draw a perfect circle?
No. Sorry, was that too fast?
End of episode. Thank you. We'll see you guys next week. Subscribe and review. Late.
Bye.
No, but seriously, like, can you drive Can you draw a perfect circle?
Like physically with my hand, draw a perfect circle?
Yeah. Physically with your hand, draw a perfect circle.
I know I can't. That's impossible, dude.
I mean,
can you?
No, I can't. But I mean, like, a lot of people are like that, though. Like, it's like with a craft, right? Like, when you sing, like, Mr. Eric Nam has perfect pitch, right?
Yeah, right.
I listened with the in-ear, and he was perfect pitch. Okay? I kid you not.
Why, thank you.
So, kind of like that, like, wouldn't a trained artiste be able to draw the perfect circle?
I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
Like, maybe. I'm sure. But, like, here's the thing. How perfect is perfect?
Like, perfect is perfect.
Like, perfect perfect?
Like, clock perfect. Measurement perfect.
I mean, like, I'm sure, like, through the history of time, right? There's probably been a few times that someone's drawn an absolutely perfect circle. But if you, like, measure it out with scientific evidence or technique, I'm sure, like, somewhere something's gone a little bit wrong. And most of them.
Actually, I guess that could be true. I guess it could be it could be impossible. But I feel like it'd be more common than that if it were possible. Because, like, artists… They're trained, right? Their eyes are trained to, like, make the perfect circle.
That is true.
And the circle is so important. It's, like, the most important invention of human history.
It is. It brought you the wheel.
The wheel.
Brought you marbles.
Marbles are important.
Pokeballs.
Super muy importante.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The earth is round.
Is it?
I don't…
Is it, though?
We're getting into some really deep stuff.
About to get real deep.
Yeah.
Real deep.
Yeah, circles are important. I don't know what to tell you. But here's the thing. So as I was saying, like, I'm sure at some point in the history of time, there has been, like, multiple circles that are perfect. When I was a kid, I would always think, like, am I the first person to ever do this? Or am I the first person to ever do that? It's like, there's a plastic cup.
Right.
Right? To many people, they'd be like, this is the same plastic cup as that plastic cup.
Right.
But for me, I would always think, like, but this is the only plastic cup of its kind. Ever. Why?
Explain.
Because this is made from plastic, right? Which is made from, like, I don't know what plastic's made from. Like, petroleum and oil and all those chemicals. And all that crazy stuff.
Right.
But, like… That petroleum and chemicals is from this certain one barrel that was excavated from the ground.
Right.
6 months ago. I don't know. Right. And then, like, is that oil the same oil as a year ago? I don't know. It's up for debate. But I would say no. And so I would, like, as a kid, overthink everything like that.
Wait, but it wouldn't be a singular cup. It'd be a box of the same cups. It'd be a full can of petroleum oil.
But then I would be, like, weird. I've been like, but this was stamped, like… 1 second before that cup.
True.
See? I was such a weird kid. And sometimes I still have this. I don't know why. I just do. Am I the only person that thinks this?
Mm.
Probably.
For sure. Do you think this?
Like, this is technically brown.
Right.
But…
It could be green. It could be, like, your green in my eyes.
If I saw your brown, it could be green to me.
That's so interesting. I never thought about it like that. Has that been proven? I guess there's no way that you could prove that.
Here are my eyeballs. Take them. Test them out. Pop them in your head.
Wait, are eye transplants not a thing?
They are a thing.
Like neural, right?
That freaks me out.
Are brain transplants a thing?
Are they?
Right, but…
Wait, if you have a brain transplant, do you have the same memories?
Right, it's a different conscious, isn't it?
Wait,
Google
look it
time.
Up.
Okay. Because I know for, like, heart surgeries, there have been cases… In which people, like, their habits change, their likes and dislikes change, and all that stuff. Right?
There are people who, like, wake up and they're, like, only speaking a British accent. And they forget, like…
Yeah.
Everything. If you have a brain transplant…
Yeah. Whoa.
Do you lose your memory? Are you still you?
Are you still you? That's a really good question.
What does it say?
What's going on?
So many questions. Not enough time to answer them all.
This is really interesting.
This is… How did I get here?
That was great. Can you do it again?
So many questions.
Clip it.
Not enough time to answer them all. This is… How did I get here? People hate when I do that because they're like, stop doing ASMR. It sucks.
Why? People love ASMR. You don't like ASMR?
Do you like ASMR?
It's kind of soothing, like, right before you sleep.
It freaks me out. Like, especially when people eat and they're like… I'm like…
Yo! You don't like that? I love it when people cook with ASMR.
Okay, wait. When you eat out with your friends or like whoever, if someone eats really loudly…
That's different.
Though. That's the same thing to me.
Different. That's like loud and aggressive.
It's like… I'm like, I can't. I get it. You're eating food. So am I. But I can't because you're eating so loudly.
Okay. I feel like that could be a little bit different. Because this is loud and aggressive. Like… This is nice and gentle and soothing. And for you.
I mean, I guess if you say so.
Okay, I think I found the answer.
Okay, what's the answer?
If you had a brain transplant, would you still be you or would you be the person that the brain came from? Valid question. You are your brain. Bodies are just the containers that hold your brain. You could be put into a mechanical body and the only thing that changes is your self-image. To be clear, there is not currently any such thing as a brain transplant. So what is it? Mandela effect. We simply do not yet have the technology. However, if we did have the technology, then the answer would depend on how much of the brain was transplanted. Oh. Most of what we think as memory is held in the cerebrum. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Cerebrum? Cerebrum?
Cerebrum.
So transplanting that onto an existing cerebellum spinal cord would in theory give you a new body that worked more or less the way it used to, but had your memories and thoughts. Oh. Interesting. So depending on what part of the brain that you move.
Right, because you have parts that are for memory, you have parts that are for like smell and for senses and whatever.
Right.
But I guess it does depend on that.
So if brain surgery actually became a thing and you had traumatic experiences, would it be possible to take out the part of your brain that holds a certain percentage of your memories? Or would that be like dangerous, you think?
I mean, I'm sure you could, but you probably like risk taking all your memories.
Yeah, like forget how to speak.
Yeah.
Forget what you eat, forget what you like.
At which point then like… Is it worth getting a brain transplant? I don't know.
The more you know. Anyway, back to the circle.
Yeah. How do you draw a circle?
So, in our quest for the answer, we actually have a site that says, can you draw a perfect circle? I think this is like an activity. You want to try it?
Yeah, I'll try it. Okay, wait. How do I do it?
I'm not
sure. Do I just press go?
Yeah, let's go. Draw a circle around.
Oh, I'm screwed.
Is that it?
Oh, do I have to hold it down?
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, too close to that. Too close to that. Huh? Oh, that's 87% of circle.
Right. I missed it.
Describe the interface for listeners.
Okay, so pretty much, there's a black screen and a white dot. Mm. And it says, draw full circle. And you draw a circle with your mouse.
And as you're drawing it, it tells you how perfect of a circle it is in percentages. So it'll go from like 9… It'll start at 100 and it'll go down to like…
This is horrible.
To 84. It just gets worse and worse because you just got 64.
Wait.
The best was 87.
You know what the problem is? This keypad.
Ooh!
I got 90. But that is not… How is that in any way a perfect circle? That looks…
That's a 90%?
That looks like a rhombus. Dude, that looks like a turd.
Yo, it's 82%.
That looks like a potato,
that's
man.
That's pretty good.
82% is okay, Jay. So. It looks like a potato. Do it again. Do it again.
Okay, so obviously we're not capable of it. But if like an artist… Okay, this is… Okay.
That is a rock.
All right. So the winner of today is Eric Nam.
A loaf of bread. That's a loaf of bread.
Loaf of bread. But I mean like if an actual artist did this with like a pen thing, you think anyone would be able to get 100%?
I'm sure somebody can get 100%.
Right?
Of the billions of people in the world, there has to be people who can… There have to be…
There has to be at least one.
Remember in school where they give you like the compass and you have to stick the thing into the paper and you…
Yeah.
You swing it around and make a circle?
Yeah.
I always mess that up.
Dude, same.
Like, first of all, paper's too thin. How are you going to make us stab a piece of paper and expect it not to rip? It's going to rip. Right? And they're like, do your homework on this. And I would just sit there and everybody stabs themselves. Was it just me? Because you never stab yourself. I stab myself. Or people would stab themselves all the time with that thing. It's a dangerous little…
What kind of math was that?
Geometry.
Geometry.
I almost said geography. I almost said geography. Look, they both have geo in it.
True.
Close enough.
True.
Yeah. Nat geo, bro.
Close enough. Hold up.
There are YouTube tutorials on how to draw a perfect circle freehand.
Yeah, freehand a perfect circle. But like, is that perfect though?
Yeah, I don't know. Sure. And honestly, watching this would probably give me an anxiety attack. I would just stop breathing. Do you ever find yourself…
Super slow.
When you're watching something and you just stop breathing. You're like…
No.
I do that a lot.
You have a lot of strange tendencies, right?
I do.
Yeah.
And then it's weirder that I know them all. But like, I'll be like, I'll be like watching something or I'll be listening to something and I'm like, oh. And then I just stop breathing. I'm like, wait, why am I feel like I'm going to pass out? I'm like, oh.
Why does that occur?
I don't know. Maybe my body just can't do a lot of things at once.
Oh, I'm not good at multitasking either.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you good at like texting and talking to people at the same time?
No.
Dude, I suck at that.
That should not actually be a skill. Yeah. People shouldn't be able to do that. You should focus on what's going on.
True.
That's what I think.
Agreed. All right, so… If we don't have an answer, we're going to ask Google. And Google says… We asked Google, is it possible to draw a perfect circle? And here's the answer.
Oh, there is an answer.
Yeah, I guess there's an answer to this.
This is from a article.
No, you might be right. The article's title is, here's why you can't draw a perfect circle. It requires the use of several joints while your brain prefers to move only one.
I could see that.
Interesting.
Can you do this thing where you do circles and pat your head at the same time?
Oh, yo! Yo, hold up. Okay, wait. Switching it, I'll do it.
I can't do it. There was a pause.
That was pretty fluid.
Not that this matters for anything in life.
Yeah. I mean, circles don't either. So.
Circles. There are a lot of circles here.
There's a lot of circles in life.
The circle of life. The circle of life.
Lion King. Great movie.
Great movie. Did you watch live action Lion King?
I didn't. Is it good?
I did not watch it either. I heard it got really bad reviews.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, I don't want to be disappointed. But it's a Disney movie. Yeah, but like Disney, I feel like had a tough year last year. Like really? Toy Story, I feel had bad reviews.
Toy Story was great.
You watched Toy Story 4?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't like
it? I didn't watch it. Yeah. Toy Story 4, Lion King. Aladdin was decent.
Aladdin was alright.
But like, that's because I like Will Smith.
True. True.
I don't know.
Do you think we could ever get Will Smith on this podcast?
Is that our goal?
If there's a will, there's a way. This is the corner where we answer all of Diane's questions. And today we answered, is a perfect circle feasible to draw with only your hands? And the answer was,
no.
Tune in again next time. Oh, just kidding. We have questions, right? All right. First question of today we answered… Dan's questions, and we're thanking you for the support, and we're gonna reciprocate your support. We're gonna reciprocate your support. We're gonna reciprocate.
Reciprocate the love.
We're gonna reciprocate the love that you guys have been giving us by answering some of yours. And the first question is from
who is it?
Hin C H A D E L C R O. Hin Chadelcro on Twitter asked
Velcro,
something like that.
All right.
One question. Jay and Eric have a video together.
That's not a question. That's a statement.
Together?
This is a video together. A podcast together in video form on youtube.com/divestudios.
Oh, they made this like a poll. So look, right? Is this a question?
Wait, that's…
So basically, they're saying, can I get a video of you two together? And clearly…
Here.
Yes!
You spoke it into existence.
Another question for next time. This is so weird. Okay, next question is from A-B-E-L-W-O-A-M-A-N.
Can you pronounce that?
Able woman.
Able woman.
Yeah, you want to read that?
Able woman. Okay, J-Day6. As a beauty reporter for Allure, I have a serious question. A very serious question. Professional question. Do you have a mullet or… question mark. What's going on with your hair? You have a hood on right now, but what's…
A mullet?
Yeah, do you have a mullet?
Oh, it's Devin. Hey. Hello. Long time no see. But,
Is that
considered a mullet?
I mean… Hold on. Can't touch your hair?
Yeah. I just haven't cut it in like a long time.
I guess if you let it grow down a little bit longer…
Yeah.
It's probably a mullet. A millet.
A millet.
A mullet.
I feel like in order for it to be considered a mullet, you gotta have like one of those mullets that like JB or like Rich Brian had.
That's down. Down
here. Yeah. Like, that's a mullet. That's a legitimate mullet.
But you could get there if you want.
I don't think I'm ever going to get there, buddy.
You don't want to?
I don't know. I'm not too into the mullet craze. What do you guys think?
I've thought about it and I've concluded that I would just look ugly with a mullet.
I mean, how are you going to know if you haven't tried?
Like face swap or something. I don't know. In my imagination.
No, because one of our concepts for day six, we actually tried it. I tried it in the mirror. It didn't look too good. Young K, Brian did. And it looked really good.
Oh.
You should try it. I think it might look good on
you. Maybe I'll put a wig on. Just to reaffirm the fact that I look horrible in a mullet.
Okay, so next time he comes out, can we get extensions so we can just try it?
I mean, if y'all bring it, I'll put it on. It's cool.
Yes, sir.
Does your hair grow fast like Eric's?
Yeah.
Mine grows so fast.
Yeah, mine grows really fast.
I need to get a haircut every 2-3 weeks.
How's your suit?
Oh, it's crazy, dude.
You have a lot?
Yeah, man. It's like too much. I got too much. What suit? It's like
volume, density,
thickness.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I'm a little bit concerned though, because I grow really fast and I have a lot of soot. But like my bald line is like…
it's up right starting.
Here. Yeah. It's crazy, man.
It's okay. You can just cover it from the… You take a big back part and you just flip it over to the top. Nobody will know.
Wait, is that how it works?
I think a lot of people do that.
The more you know!
Comb overs.
Yeah!
Just don't do it like this one person I saw who literally had just… he had just hair on this side.
Yeah.
And he grew it out. Like, I'm sure if it came down, it would probably be down to like his arm. And he literally greased it over and flipped it over his top. So literally, it looked like…
No, it's like a two block. Like a custom two block.
No, it's like if seaweed was just thrown on a rock. And it's just like… it kind of had flap. And he was just concerned about it the entire time. It's like the only hair he had left. I felt really bad.
Oh my goodness. Our condolences, friend.
Yeah. I mean, hair loss is a very serious… Yeah. issue that people deal with.
Yeah, it's like super stressful.
It is. I heard it's super stressful.
How are your parents with hair loss?
They don't got it.
They have parents?
They have a lot of hair. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, you're good. I'm not. My dad and my grandparents.
Which side?
Had hair loss. All sides.
Oh, okay. Bye.
I'm a ticking time bomb, friends.
But it's okay. I have hair.
Thank you.
We'll have technology where you could grow hair like a chia pet.
Cloning?
Cloning.
Cloning?
Yes. You spoke about cloning recently.
Mandela effect, baby.
Not what that is.
Just be quiet. Just let me have this. Cloning. All right, guys. If you guys have more questions for us, please send them through to our Instagram, which is @DieStudios. Also, our Twitter handle is TheDieStudios, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/DieStudios, for some clips and extra spices in your everyday life.
Spices. So spicy.
Spices. Do you want to shout out your…
Me?
Your socials?
Yeah, mans. I'm on Instagram at Real Eric Nam, and I'm on Twitter at Eric Nam Official. Yeah. And I'm on tour. You're on tour. We're all on tour.
We're all on tour right now.
So yeah, I'm doing… where am I? I'm doing 36 shows. So
where
I'm
are you right somewhere. Now?
I'm I don't know where I am.
3 weeks in.
3 weeks in. I am in North America.
Oh, snap.
I'm in North America right now. So I'm doing 30 shows in North and Latin America. So hopefully I'll see you there.
Okay, hopefully you're having good shows.
Yeah. Hopefully you're having great shows.
I hope so. 3 weeks in, that means I'm still going to be in Europe.
Europa. Are you looking forward to a certain country or city?
No, because there's a lot of places that we haven't been to this time.
Oh, really?
Like, there's Poland, there's Italy, and there's… You know, new places are kind of exciting.
Yeah.
But we're also excited for the Europe. Europe was…
Europe's fun.
Europe was a trip last
year. Europe's fun.
Yeah. The fans were like…
Well, I feel like our tours have overlapped a lot. It's just we're always on different continents.
Yeah, we're always busy.
What happens? It's nuts.
Are we ever going to write a song together?
Are we ever going to write a song together?
Yeah.
I'm down.
I'm so curious how you work in the studio.
I just yell at people.
That's me!
Write better!
Perfect! Better tracking!
Write a better song!
Tune it right!
I need a beat better!
Bad mix!
Yeah. I don't know how you work, but I tend to jump in with producers that I like. And then I pull in like maybe one other songwriter.
Okay.
So like at most, it'll be like 4 people usually.
What's a lot?
But I mean, I find it very helpful because we just bounce things off each other constantly.
Right.
And people are challenging each other to beat certain lines and certain lyrics.
Right.
So… And then I'll be like humming something and I don't think much of it. But somebody's like, oh, that's amazing. And they'll take that riff off of it. So it's like a riff off.
Back and forth.
Yeah. And then we end up with a song.
Well, I actually find it incredibly difficult to write songs.
Really? Why?
Especially when… Like my ideal situation is top liner, lyrics, producer, engineer.
So you do top lining and lyrics.
Yeah.
And then you have a producer engineer that
I have a track grid engineer that helps me.
Okay.
That's ideal for me just because like I feel like when I start a song or when I do a song, I always have a certain theme or concept in mind.
Mm.
And then once I start bouncing off ideas, there have been a lot of times when like good melodies came up, good lyrics came up. But there have also been a lot of times where I'm like the end product comes out and I'm just like, oh,
yeah,
this wasn't what I was
what you wanted.
For. It's still good.
Yeah.
But like the original vision isn't there anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
See, that's different. I mean, it's different for me because I don't usually go into sessions with… like, I need to write this song.
Right.
There are days or certain seasons where I'm like, I want to write about heartbreak or I want to write about anger or I want to write about anything.
Right.
But because I try to jump in whenever I can, whenever right. I have time. And people are like, what do you want to talk about? People are like, what do you want to talk about? And I'm like, honestly, I just want to write something happy. Let's just go. And then we just dive in. So I don't have like a set thing of like, this is what I want. And what I also found is when I walk in with this is the… reference or the song that I want to write, it never ends up that way.
True.
Ever.
True, I agree.
So I just kind of gave up on that. I was like, I'll just do whatever my heart tells me to do.
You kind of just like realize what the lyrics are going to be about as you're fitting the lyrics into the top line, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you do a top line first or track first?
I do. Well, we usually do track first.
Track first.
And then I do top line.
Top line and then lyrics after that?
Or yeah.
Lyrics
and then line? After, well, as I do top line, these days I've been doing it together, but previously a lot of it's like I just hum stuff and then you know how like you're like,
yeah,
blah, 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 together, blah, 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 blah.
And you're together.
Forever. And you're like, okay, it's together forever. And that's the song.
No, because that's so crazy. Because with usually how Day 6 writes and how everybody in Day 6 writes is we will take a top line and then we'll add lyrics to it, right? Melody is king and then we fit the lyrics
right,
into it. And
right,
if good
right.
lyrics come out, good lyrics come out. If just fitting lyrics come out. But… when we talked to JY last time, JY was actually saying that he writes melodies and lyrics together. And we're like, maybe that's why he's so like crazy at writing
right.
songs.
I mean, he's written hundreds.
He has 50 number one songs right now.
That's insane. That's intense. It's mental. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get there when we can draw a perfect circle. I'll get there when I can draw a perfect circle.
Perfect circle, friends.
AKA never. I'm okay with that though. I don't got it
really
number one.
Circled back.
I know I'm really good at it. Circling back. It's circle day, y'all.
Somebody get a mic on her. Somebody get a mic on her.
Is there a circle day? I feel like there's pie day.
There's gotta be a
circle
perfect.
Day.
Yeah.
There's Earth Day.
Well, yeah, but Jay says Earth is not flat. Earth is
Jay
says the Earth might be flat.
Well, I think it's up for discussion.
Would you go to outer space?
I don't know if I would.
Yeah.
But before this gets too crazy,
yeah.
I think we've had enough content
all right, guys,
for today.
He's kicking me off the show.
How did I get here? With Jay.